Kurt Helin and Pro Basketball Talk. Hey, he's with us right now, as a matter of fact. Hey, Kurt, you're on with Nate and Katie. We're having a little bit of an argument because Greg Papa's still convinced that the league robbed the Warriors of a championship last year. Katie's not buying it. None of us were, but maybe you can get us out of that jam a little bit. How's it going?
Pretty good. Rob them how, exactly? Look. Because Draymond Green couldn't keep his hands to himself?
Well, that seemed to be the point of contention, Kurt.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I don't really have a problem with that because the league brought in Draymond. Like, Draymond flails. Like, some of it's pretty clearly intentional. Some of it is, to me, it looks more like unintentional. Mm-hmm. But it's still flailing. You still have to be in control of your body. And they said, hey, one more thing, and you're toast. Like, you're going to miss a game. We're not going to keep doing this. And he did one more thing.
Pretty simple.
I've got kids, man. You once you draw the line,
you gotta stick with me. Yeah, Kurt, I think the point is here, and we're not going to waste any more time talking about something that happened last June, but there is rules in place, and he broke them, and he's a repeat junk offender, and so that is that. But yeah. I want to talk to you because I think this is one of the most interesting times of the NBA season every year, right, as we head to the All-Star break, which means trade deadline is around the corner. Is there anything right now on your radar? Obviously, we saw the Serge Ibaka thing go down, then the deal with Portland and Denver, which I think benefited both of those teams. But is there anything major on the horizon that has yet to happen?
I think you've seen the big – I think Ibaka was maybe the biggest name out there because Carmelo Anthony isn't going anywhere. You guys know Cousins isn't going anywhere. Paul Millsap was pulled off the market in Atlanta. So anybody bigger than – I don't know that there was a bigger name to move than Serge Ibaka at the deadline. Jimmy Butler is not going anywhere right now. So I think that that's the biggest name, but I think that there are smaller moves to be made. Denver, I don't think, is done. Portland, you know, now they've got three first-rounders. So if they're not moving now, they'll probably try to do something on draft day. But I think you'll see some smaller moves leading up to it. I think we saw the biggest thing to drop.
As far as the Magic side are concerned, there was kind of mixed reviews on that. On the one hand, I mean, they flipped Oladipo in a first-round pick for Serge Ibaka and then got a late first-rounder and Terrence Ross in return. They kind of had to, I don't know, cut bait there because it wasn't necessarily working out. How do you think they ultimately fared in that deal?
Yeah, ultimately, look, it's really simple. If you go back to the original deal, it's a mess. Like, obviously, they got worse. They completely underestimated, I think, two things. How Oladipo would fit in their offense, and this is what's going to be interesting in Toronto. If you think you're getting the guy from 3 years ago that was borderline defensive player of the year, you're in for a shock. He doesn't move the same way. He's had some knee issues. He's just not as mobile as he was, and that's not changing. He's still a good defender. He's not a great defender. He's still a good shooter. He's an above average power forward. He's a huge upgrade for the Raptors in that sense. But he's not elite anymore. So I think they misdid that. That said, Ibaka went to the Magic this year and said, dude, I'm not re-signing here. I'm out. Disney World isn't working for me. I'm gone. And so once they heard that, they had to get something for him. And I think, frankly, Ross and even a late first-rounder like that, as good as they were going to do.
You mentioned earlier, Kurt, that Jimmy Butler is going nowhere. Now, he and Paul George, amazingly, have been linked in trade rumors dealing with Boston. But I do agree. I think it's a difficult thing to get done. But there is a player on that team that I am curious about, and that is Rajon Rondo, because that relationship has been rocky, to put it nicely. And is that a player that maybe a playoff team might target just to be able to have him on their roster?
Yeah, first off, Katie, weren't you mentioned in trade rumors with Boston?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
But the problem is, I don't think anybody really, especially the contenders, aren't really going to give up much for Rondo. And by much, I mean, you know, more than like a rack of shoot-around basketballs. Rondo, he can't shoot. He doesn't space the floor. He's a little bit of a challenge in the locker room. And I just don't think that anybody's going to give up, especially when the sense around the league is, even though he's played better with them as they're kind of leading their second unit of late, there's a good chance that they just waive him after the deadline. If they can't move him, they'll just cut bait and waive him. And now if I'm a team that wants him, I can get him for nothing. And I think if you're somebody like Cleveland, that has to give you pause for a second. But I don't know that he, honestly, I don't think he makes them better because I don't think he fits their needs. I'd be curious to see where he lands because he's gotten a couple deals that surprised people, and I'm not sure that he's going to get anything that good again.
You can find Kurt Helin on probasketballtalk.com. Find him on Twitter, at basketballtalk. He's got all the information there. He was kind enough to make a couple of minutes for us today, break down the trade deadline. Kurt, it was a pleasure. Thanks for making some time this morning.
Hey, anytime, anytime.
All right, take
care. All right, have a good one, Kurt.
Good stuff there from Kurt. I just dropped him by mistake. Tell him thank you. I mean, we liked having Kurt on. That was interesting to see the way the Magic kind of had to turn around quickly and make lemons out of lemonade, and that could affect the whole side of the Eastern Conference, man, Katie. So
yeah, basically, I think that was a very lucky get by Toronto. But again, it could end up being a short-term solution, so...
Call now with the Bearco Redwood moment of the game from last night, and you can win a $50 Bearco Redwood gift certificate and a King's prize pack. Right now, call us up with the moment from last night's game. We'll have the winner on the other side, and we'll wrap things up. This is The Drive on Sports 1140 KHTK.